So I'm here with Ziad from the Office team, and you've got some developer tools that you wanted to show us.
I do.
So
yeah.
Tell me a little bit about these.
Right. So I want to talk about a couple of cool tools that we have for the development community out there that we're going to be releasing as part of Office 2007 SP2 and or that have been released right now. Mm-hmm. So the cool tool that I want to talk about for the SP2 release is we're releasing SP2 on April 28th. And part of that release goes beyond just the regular bug fixes, performance improvements. We're actually adding a really nice developer tool inside.
Cool.
And the tool is called the External File Format Converter. And let me explain what that means, because that's just...
It has a very Microsoft name.
It has a very Microsoft name. So let me explain what that means. So we know that, for example, Excel is very good at opening XLSS,
yes.
XLS files and XLSX files.
Yeah.
And Word is really good at opening doc and docx files, mm-hmm. and so forth. But what happens if you want to open up a new file format that's not understood by those applications? And the reason why you want to do that is because you want to take advantage of the nice rich environment and feature set within those applications. How would you do that? Well, today, what you'd have to do is probably create an add-in, have a custom open button where you would require people to go and click, and then open up your file. Well, the problem with that is when you do it that way, the file format that you were trying to open up in those applications are not really a first-class citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is you can't just double-click a file in the Windows shell and have it expected to be opened in Excel or Word.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Or if you go inside Word or Excel, you can't just see the file listed in the file open dialog or in the file save as dialog. It really is not a first-class experience.
Yeah.
Well, with SP2, we've changed that. We've introduced a new interface that allows developers to create a converter, plug it into those applications, and now those files become a first-class citizen.
And so how does it associate the files from the shell? So if you're just an explorer and you double-click a file and it knows to open that, I mean,
right.
just assign it to whatever application you
want?
Yeah,
a developer would create a converter, and when he plugs it into the converter interface, he can register through the registry that file with the application.
Very cool.
So now when you double-click it, not only does it know to go through Excel, but Excel now knows how to call into the converter to convert it into something that it understands.
Great.
So let me give you a real-world example. I was talking about .foo, but let me give you a real-world example here. We have UOF out there, Universal Office Format.
It's a Chinese national standard.
That's correct.
And that worked in Office before.
It did. We created a translator. And by leveraging the external converter interface, we make the whole experience much better because now UOF becomes a first-class citizen within Office.
So does each person have to create a converter for a document type, or can just one person create it and then share it with others?
Exactly, and that's the hope, right? One person creates the converter, you can deploy it, you can have it on the web, somebody goes and installs it, it's like installing an add-in.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've installed it, you're all set.
It's awesome.
Yep, it's very, very cool. So that's a really cool tool that ships with SP2, and that's going to be available, like I said, on April 28th.
So you have some other tools for developers. Tell me what else you have.
Yeah, right. I mentioned another tool, and the tool is called the OpenXML SDK. And what the SDK does is it allows developers to create, open, and manipulate OpenXML files either on the client, so on my PC, or on a server, so like ASP.NET web page, on SharePoint. And so let me explain what I mean by that. So in Office 2007, we have a new default file format for across Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, docx, pptx, xlsx. And what the SDK does is it's a dedicated file format API just for these formats.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can create solutions that work on the client or on the server, and that's a huge advantage for developers out there because right now, if you're trying to develop an Office document solution, people tend to go lean towards automating Office applications.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is automating Office applications is actually not supported on the server. It doesn't scale. It doesn't really work that well up there. And the big advantage of using the SDK is that it is supported on the server, and it's really, really, really fast.
Nice.
And I want to show you actually a really cool real-world-like example solution that I have out here, a demo, where what I'm going to do is imagine we work for a company, and I'm just going to use the typical AdventureWorks company.
Okay.
And like many other companies, we have a bunch of salespeople making the money for us.
All right.
And what we need to do is, what we've been asked to do is, we want to create a PowerPoint deck based on information for each of our salespeople. So we want to know who is our sales force, how much money they're making, who they are, what their bonus is, and basically just have a nice set of information for our sales force. And then we probably want to give that presentation to some executives out there.
All right.
So let me show you a cool example of what we mean here. So imagine you and I create a template, and the template here is basically just two slides. And the first slide here is just, you know, we're going to create a salesperson data report here. Mm-hmm. And the second slide is just a template slide. And what I want to do here is, like I said, for each salesperson in our force, I want to keep track of who we're talking about, so have a slide dedicated for each salesperson, specify the name of the person, so who are we talking about, their email address, even a contact photo for that person, and what territories they own, how much quota they've made, and so forth. And let's say, for example, I give you this template and I say, this is what we're going to work off for a solution. You could come back and you say, hey Ziad, this is pretty plain looking template. Well, I can say to you, the solution that I've developed here on top of the OpenXML SDK can accommodate changes and tweaks to this template slide. So what I'm going to do here is I can go ahead and change the theme. So let's give it this gray theme because I think it's cool. And I can go ahead and modify where I would like the picture to be placed.
Okay.
So minor tweaks that I want to include here. So save out the template. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to run my code. And what the code is going to do is it's going to go connect to my database on my computer, pull out all the sales information for all my salespeople, and create a deck. So okay. As you can see here, it took just a matter of seconds. And it outputted a file here called output. And now when I open this, take a look at this. I've got a deck here. It's actually 15 slides and includes all the information I got from the database. So if I asked you today, how would you do this without the SDK? How would you do this with PowerPoint?
A lot of time is how you do it.
Right. Yeah. Copy pasting, yeah. trying to deal with all that stuff. Well, here is a way you can do it through an automated process. And like I said, this solution here, yeah, it works on my computer, but I could have made this work on SharePoint. Mm-hmm. Could have made this work on a web page. It's very, very easy.
Very
nice. Go through a couple of these slides just to show you. It's no smoke and mirrors. So as you can see, it created 15 slides, and the deck was created in just a matter of seconds.
That is great.
So it's really, really cool. Well, that was one cool demo that I wanted to show you, and I'm going to show you another cool demo. So that was one real-world solution, and the reason why I said it's a real-world, we've actually talked to customers that have attempted to do the same kind of thing where they want to take information and create a deck.
Yeah.
Now, let's say, for example, you want to really learn and you want to dive into this SDK, and you really don't know how to actually code it or how to actually work against it. Well, mm-hmm. the SDK ships with three free tools, part of the SDK, that we think will help developers get up to speed with the SDK much, much faster. I'm going to show you the coolest one, and it's called the Document Reflector tool. And so imagine, for example, you as a developer want to create this kind of file. Mm-hmm. And this file is a Word file I have here, and it just has a bit of text. And the first text here has a style applied, the heading style. There's a second paragraph in here, and there's a table in here. And let's say, for example, you want to develop a solution that maybe has some of this information in there, and you want to actually create documents like this mm-hmm. on the server maybe or using the SDK. How would you do that? Well, we have a cool tool called the Document Reflector tool. And what this allows me to do is I can open up that exact file that I have. So remember, it was an example. And right into this tool. And what this tool does is it opens up the file, and it will automatically generate all of the SDK code to create that file. So here on the right is all the code. So I can just, you know, right-click, copy all this code. I can go and compile this code. And when I compile and run it, I will generate that exact document.
Nice.
So not only does it do that, it goes beyond that, and it does some really, really cool stuff. So remember I told you my document had a couple of paragraphs in there, mm-hmm. and it had a table. Well, for example, the first paragraph had a heading. So here is the XML inside the docx format. So it has a heading with a heading style. And let's say you wanted to know how to create just that particular paragraph. Well, use this tool, and here is the code snippet that generates just that paragraph with applied heading style to it.
It's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy. This is the recommended tool to get up to speed with the SDK and build solutions in a very easy and fast manner.
Yeah.
It's a very, very fast and easy tool. And the cool thing about the SDK is that it's free to download mm-hmm. and it's free to use.
Cool.
One of the things we've released are a set of implementer notes for ODF and OpenXML, which are both ISO standards out there. Mm-hmm. So if a vendor chooses to implement one of these standards, they need to make choices. So let me give you an example here. Let's say the standard says a width of a page can be unbounded, a mile, 2 miles, even more long.
Yeah.
How would a vendor go and implement that, right? Imagine you're trying to print a page whose width is 2 miles long.
Yeah.
You can't, right? We don't have printers that can accommodate
that.
Yet, of course, right. So what we've done is we've released a set of implementer notes that are really transparent on the way of how Office interprets the standard and how it implemented the standard. So if the standard says a page can be 2 miles long, the implementer note could say, no, Office actually interprets it to be a limit of, let's say, 20 inches.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So what the real advantage of these implementer notes are is that we are really transparent with the developers out there who want to interoperate with Office. Mm-hmm. And we believe with implementer notes, we make their lives a lot easier.
Great. Cool. Awesome. And what other examples do you have? The SDK has been out for a little while, so what kinds of things are people making?
Right, there are a few tools that people have been making, and by leveraging the SDK, one of them is called the OpenXML Power Tools. And the Power Tools are a set of, the way I like to think of it is a set of like helper methods that help people do certain tasks.
Yeah.
And one thing could be, it includes merging multiple documents together, or merging multiple sections of a document together. Another one could be creating a chart in Excel.
Mm-hmm.
So it does that all for you. So you don't even have to write the code. You can just use that tool.
Nice.
And another set of tools we have out there is for DAISY XML, which helps accessibility community out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all built on top of using the OpenXML file formats and the SDK.
Great. So what kind of feedback do you get from devs at like PDC and other conferences?
Right. I gave a presentation back in the summer on this particular SDK at PDC, and I think it just opened people's eyes to seeing how you can actually create these solutions out there using the SDK rather than automating Office applications. I think my introduction was saying how you can use the SDK and no longer need to automate Office application. I even got applause for that.
Yeah, some aha moments.
Right.
You don't need to spend that much time.
Exactly. I mean,
excellent.
We've heard of customers out there who have dedicated servers just running automation on Office.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, it's not supported, like I said. And if you try to create these automated solutions, you can run into big major problems.
And where can people find these tools?
There are several websites you can go to. The first one that we can go to is openxmldeveloper.org. It's a community dedicated to the OpenXML file formats and developing on top of them. Then there is msdn.microsoft.com/office/XML. There's a lot of cool tools and a lot of good documentation out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have CodePlex, which is free open source projects, and the OpenXML power tools that we mentioned before are up on there. And then we have a Microsoft Connect site dedicated for the OpenXML SDK. So people
Excellent.
Can go there and check that out.
Great. Thanks for showing us this.
Yeah, my pleasure.